With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Sunday, October 2nd, and this is the best time of the year for me and Mark. We like our autumn season, October, November, December. Mark on the record saying his three favorite months of the year. So I give you the autumn. I give you the fourth quarter. Today, we are going to do what we do every day, 7 days a week. We actually try to chat with you and help you create a pathway forward. I know these are treacherous times for every investor. And even if you don't have a ton of money invested, every time you hear a headline about markets up or down and big swings, it's unnerving. I get it. It's very difficult to really tune that out. So I'm not going to say tune it out, but I think it is better if you can try to put that in a place where you're like, okay, that's scary, but what can I control? What are the things that are in my power to change in my financial life? And if that's the case, if you need some help with that, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button. Of course, let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. Mark does everything else. Today, we are talking to Michael from Illinois, who wants to chat about Social Security claiming strategies.
I'm currently 65. I will reach my full retirement age next year. My thought is that if I claimed at 66 and took the money then, I could take some of my retirement savings and make it, put it into a QLOC, which would then kick in at mid-80s or so and then give me the extra money that I would be missing out on from not delaying till 70. And I've not heard that strategy discussed anywhere, so I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that.
First of all, how about you just pulling out the QLAC, you QLAC, like out of your little bag of tricks. So that's very, very impressive. Let me just define it for everybody else. So it's a qualified longevity annuity contract, and it's basically a deferred annuity. It's funded with an investment from a qualified retirement plan or an IRA. And so it works like many other annuities that it gives you monthly payments. But let's get back to your question at hand, because yes, it could be possible, but of course you're paying fees for this, right? And the one cool thing about waiting to claim Social Security is that there are no fees involved and you are essentially guaranteeing yourself an extra 8% a year. So let's talk about your current financial situation and whether or not any of this makes sense sort of one way versus the other. So your full retirement age will happen next year. What would your total Social Security benefit be at your full retirement age?
Okay, if we apply my full Social Security plus my wife's spousal benefit, mm-hmm. it would be about $4,000 a month.
Okay. And do you have any other sources of income, rental income, pension income, anything like that?
Yeah, I have a pension of about $2,600 a month.
Okay. Well, now we're talking about some good money here. So $6,600 a month pre-tax, right? Is that
right.
enough for you to live on?
Yeah, I think so. I'm currently living on about $6,000 after taxes currently.
Mm-hmm.
So that would pretty much be about the right amount of money for me to continue my lifestyle.
Wow. How about savings? Tell me a little bit about what you have saved in retirement and non-retirement accounts.
Okay. Most of my savings is in retirement accounts. I have about $2 million, at least up till yesterday.
Sorry.
In 401ks and IRAs.
And you have some liquidity, just non-retirement money, safe money that's out there?
Yeah, I have some CDs and savings accounts of about $100,000.
Perfect. Okay. And your house, is it paid for?
Yes, it is.
Okay. No plans to do anything crazy, right?
Don't think so. We might be looking to move closer to my daughter at some point in the future here. We would want to do that before we got to the age where that would be difficult for us to do or we would have some health problems.
Yeah.
But that's kind of in the future sometime.
Okay. So, I mean, I look at this situation and objectively, there is like zero problem here. It's a great story. The risk of delaying your Social Security until age 70 is that you guys don't live a long enough period of time to have made that bet worth it. That's a roll of the dice, right? You tell me when you're going to die, I'll tell you what to do. If you feel comfortable rolling the dice that both you and your wife will, you know, or at least one of you would live until your early 80s, then delaying Social Security and living off some of your retirement funds, certainly to supplement, could make sense. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's more of a simple question to me, which is, you know what? Maybe if you claim at your full retirement age, you got plenty of money, it's not a big deal. You got $2 million in retirement. If you took a little bit of money out just to do something fun, make your life easy and essentially forget about buying a deferred annuity because there's a cost involved with that. And I don't like taking liquid assets and converting them to illiquid assets. So, you know, your goal in life is not to figure out how to maximize every financial decision. Sometimes the decision is, what's the path of least resistance that gets me where I want to go? And so that path to me is two specific choices. One is, do I wait until 70 to claim Social Security and pull money out of my retirement account? That's one. And the other is, do I just claim at my full retirement age, not buy anything else, not buy any weird products where someone's going to get a commission and just live my life? Those are your two options. And I don't think you're going to go wrong either way. If you have an annuity question, if you have an investing question, if you have a college saving question, a retirement question, now we're getting into benefits season. If you've got a benefits question that is starting to percolate, let us know. Go to JillOnMoney.com, hit the contact us button, complete the form. Don't forget to check the box that you would be willing to come on the air if you so desire. While you're on the website, please take the poll. Two questions. That's it. Two questions in this poll. And it will help us roll out the brand new exciting content from the Jill on Money world. The world of Jill on Money. All right. Leave us a rating and review on Apple if you have a chance. Okay. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.